From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Emmy nominations came out today. There's a new rule that expands the number of nominees in some key categories, and so there had been hopes the list would reach beyond the usual suspects. No such luck. Commentator Andrew Wallenstein of The Hollywood Reporter says this year's slate is just more of the same.
The more the merrier, or so the saying goes, but I'm not so sure that will hold true for this year's Emmys. I was hoping for more diversity, but who ended up with first-time nominees in four different categories? HBO, which led the network as it always does with 99 total nominations. And for what? In outstanding drama series, the Mormon family drama Big Love got its first recognition.
I'm sorry if my fertility has made you feel bad about yourself in any way. I mean, you shouldn't have to feel like you have to keep up with me. Like you're less of a woman.
I don't feel that way.
It's a show that probably peaked in its first season and doesn't hold a candle to true HBO classics like The Sopranos. In comedy, it gets worse. The quirky but forgettable Flight of the Conchords poked its head in.
Got to be Sweet 16, not M16s. When will the government realize it's got to be funky, sexy ladies?
One of its stars, Jemaine Clement, managed to squeak into the lead actor category as well. The way the expanded Emmy nominations were supposed to work was to bring in more of the deserving nominees. And there certainly were some welcome additions. My own favorite sitcom, CBS's How I Met Your Mother, snuck into the comedy category. The timing was perfect here, and not just because the show star, Neil Patrick Harris, is set to host this year's Emmys. This past season, its fourth, felt like the show was really hitting its prime. But the Emmys' bid for diversity felt off the mark in other ways. Perhaps the biggest surprise among the nominations was the inclusion of the animated series Family Guy in the comedy category.
What are you talking about? You ripped a whole chunk of wall out of the house.
What is this? There's something wrong with the house. I don't like change.
And while I feel like Family Guy has been long overlooked, it's the long part that sticks in my craw. This nomination feels about 5 years late. I was hoping adding sixth slots would somehow shake some of the, shall we say, over-recognized nominees out. And yet, they were all still there this morning. Three-time winner Tony Shalhoub is back for the vastly overrated series Monk. Six-time winner Amazing Race returns in the reality competition category. And five of the six nominees for Best Outstanding Drama Actress are returning from last year. That's why I'll predict here and now that that category's newcomer, Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men, will walk away with the trophy. A few nice surprises like that come awards time in September, and all this nomination nitpicking will be for naught.
Commentator Andrew Wallenstein, he's an editor at The Hollywood Reporter.